I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Paging Dr. Heavenly, Dr. Simone, Toya, Mariah, Quad. I love the theme song to Married to Medicine so much. And it's a good thing because tonight I'm having two of the stars of Married to Medicine on, Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Simone. If you're not watching Married to Medicine, you might want to know that besides Vanderpump Rules, it is the best show on Bravo at this moment. And besides Watch What Happens Live, it's excellent, you guys. It is some real ass shit is all I can say. Going on between the wives, and the husband, it's a lot. They're all married, and there is stuff going on in every couple, and it's really real, and it's all happening in front of the cameras, and it's also funny, and it's great. I actually was with Cynthia Bailey and Kenya Moore today, and we were talking about how unbelievable it is. They're both obsessed, and Cynthia was like, Kenya was like, it's the best show on TV right now. So, anyhow, that's my news about Married to Medicine and Watch What Happens Live tonight. And I hope you enjoy it. And I'll see you in the clubhouse.
Paging Dr. Heavenly, Dr. Simone, Andy on Watch What Happens Live now. Live, I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, closing out the week with two doctors and a glass full of my medicine. From root canals to birth canals, tonight's guests have seen it all. It's Married to Medicine's Dr. Simone Whitmore and dentist slash relationship expert, Dr. Heavenly Kimes. Dr. Heavenly, how my teeth looking?
They look beautiful, Andy, yeah? As always.
Thank you. Sometimes they're a little butterscotchy. And you folks on Twitter are always sure to let me know. And taking us to the highest amount of cumulative college degrees in clubhouse history, over at the bar, it's Dr. Joseph Kingsbury, Dr. Darian Sutton Ramsey, and Nurse James Rogers. My God, Nurse James Rogers is showing out. Hope none of you are on call tonight. Let's get started. I got to give a shout out because people are always asking me, you know, like, what's the best show on Bravo right now? Right now, Vanderpump Rules and Married to Medicine.
Hey. Neck
and
neck, man.
And I ran into Cynthia Bailey and Kenya today, and we were talking about how, I mean, Married to Medicine, it is some of the realest stuff I have seen on a reality show ever, and it's really incredible. So on the last episode, Heavenly, you took Damon to his father's gravesite in Barbados. How much work did it take finding that?
It was a lot of work because they don't have computer records. So we had to call each and every gravesite, every church, just keep calling till we found something.
Wow. That was incredible. You know, the real star of Married to Medicine this season is Alora. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Heavenly?
Yeah, she is a piece of work. That's my child for sure.
Yes. And Heavenly is quickly becoming the Kris Jenner of Atlanta. Take a look.
Uh-oh.
So you've been working on your song?
Yes.
What's it called again?
I'm Not Perfect.
You don't have to keep writing the chorus again.
Well, we gotta know what you like.
Cause I'm the manager.
Who cares? I'm not perfect.
I needed something more upbeat, Mama.
I don't. It's addressing a serious problem.
Alora's on her journey to be a singer. So what? My baby can't hit every note. That's what auto-tunes is for.
Okay. You're on your way to being the next Beyonce.
I'm trying to make some money off this song. We need to be something that we can sell. I'll be a great momager manager because I have her best interest at heart.
Yes. Very good. While Dr. Simone and Dr. Heavenly wait for your... Does she have a song on iTunes right now?
She does.
She does.
On iTunes. Yeah, I'm gonna win. Sure is.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Gonna win.
Wow.
Alora K.
Alora K.
That's it.
Okay, we are, while we wait for your questions and your co-pays, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, a little medical humor. First, this season on Married to Medicine, Dr. Simone found that despite decades as a medical professional, when it came to ailments closer to home, she just could not find the right prescription. Watch.
I got an interesting text today from Michael.
Michael?
Mm-hmm. Asking me if we were going to get a divorce.
We had problems.
I feel like you aren't listening to me and hearing what I'm saying.
Simone, you're the one that came out with divorce.
Okay.
So let's talk about communication. We're going to talk about it. We're not going to sugarcoat this.
I'm done because you're perfect. And that's what I'm sick and tired of.
You don't
I'm
like
done.
The facts.
I'm done.
I mean, I can't even get this man to say, I love you.
We're not spending the time with one another. We're not enjoying each other's company. We're moving on without each other.
Well, here's what, Dr. Simone. We know that you and Cecil have separated. We found out at the reunion. I want to get an update on how things are going. You really went deep about this at the reunion, and Cecil is there, too. So I urge everyone to check that out because it's pretty powerful and deep. But what was the final straw?
Cecil had just not been willing to compromise and sacrifice. And as we all know, in marriage, it takes a team to make it work. It takes a village.
Who among the group has been the most supportive of you, or who have you leaned on the most?
Toya and Jackie.
Yeah.
They have been really a rock for me and just, you know, trying to talk me down from the ledge.
Yeah. Well, I will say you were sitting next to me at the reunion and my ear still has not recovered.
Oh, goodness. From any year, did it ever recover?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Yes, you're very loud. You're
clear.
Always to my left.
Okay.
second, at last season's reunion, Heavenly lobbed a flippant yo mama insult towards Mariah, which spiraled into a mother effing mess of a season between she and Mariah. Take a look.
People have to own their own first.
For ourselves.
Each of us for
we
ourselves.
We can't do it for
each
our friends.
Each of us for ourselves.
I think you are dingy, dirty, dusty.
That's your mother.
And
your mother, your ugly ass. So you ought to know it when you see it.
You talk about what other people have done to you, but you never own what you've done to others.
Despite things Toya and I have been through, she has never disrespected my mom.
I'm so sorry.
I can't forgive you because it won't be godly.
There you go again.
She was very hurt.
Come on, I hit her bitch in the head with a purse.
But it wasn't your head. But it wasn't your head.
Bitch, you know, bitch, why?
I don't owe you an apology.
Bitch,
I never
you apologize?
Bitch.
Yes, bitch. What?
Oh, my gosh. That 90s rap party just kills me every time I see it. Here's what, Heavenly, don't listen to the devil on your shoulder. I'm putting 20 seconds on the clock for you to say as many nice things about Mariah as you can. Let the niceties begin.
Oh, she loves her mother.
Okay.
I think she's a great mom.
Okay.
She can tell a tale.
Okay.
and I think she loves her family.
You think she loves her family?
She loves
That's
her
nice.
Family.
Okay, thank you very much.
I did good, right?
I love it when Dr. Heavenly claps for herself. Finally, Dr. Heavenly's tendency to mouth off has tested a lot of her friendships. And tonight, I've got one old friend who wants to get to the root of things. Hey, old shady decaying tooth.
Oh,
who's ready for an oral examination?
Thank you so much. Here's what this rotten molar has some biting questions for you both to really sink your teeth into about the other women. Listen and then spit out some answers. What's up first, Tooth?
All right, Heavenly. What do you think is the root of Quad and Gregory's marital issues?
I think both of them are selfish.
I think both of them are selfish. Yeah. Okay, Tooth, what's your next question?
Simone, which married to medicine lady do you think should wear the crown of the shadiest lady in Atlanta?
Heavenly. That's easy.
Yeah, that's easy. Okay, what else? Tooth, you got something for Heavenly?
Heavenly, if you had to get sex advice, who would you rather trust as your doctor? Dr. Jackie or Dr. Simone?
Well, I think that Jackie would be something, but Simone would be really truthful. Like, she would give it to me straight.
So okay.
Simone.
Yes.
Straight.
Okay.
Both are great, though.
Simone, who do you think needs to build a bridge and get over the grudges the most this season?
Oh, good question. Who's holding too much?
Quad needs to build a bridge and just get over it.
Okay. Okay, Tooth. What's your last question?
Be honest, ladies. Do you both really think Jackie should take Curtis back?
I think I support her in any decision she makes.
We believe in love. And so anything that you can conquer and keep that love going, we believe in it.
Very good. Thanks, Tooth.
Gargle this bitch.
That's a tough question.
Oh my God. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sabrina from Seattle. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, Andy. Love you.
Thanks.
My question is for Dr. Heavenly.
Okay.
Heavenly, I'm wondering, why do you think you and Dr. Contessa got off on the wrong foot, and how is your relationship with her now?
I think we got off on the wrong foot because I can't blame Toya, but Toya kept bringing her to me, trying to instigate an issue. We're actually good now. We're good
Simone,
now.
Simone, do you agree that that's why they got off on the wrong foot?
No, I don't think Toya was trying to instigate an issue. I think Toya was just trying to show Contessa that Heavenly was not hazing her. Heavenly hazes every new girl to the group.
I haze everybody in the group, not just the new people.
Oh,
I just have
that
fun.
That is so true.
Okay. Kathy from California.
So
hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I love you. You're awesome.
Thanks.
My question is for both ladies.
Okay.
If you had to bet, do you think that Quad will ever have children with Gregory? And if so, do you think it would help their marriage issues?
First off, no, I don't think she'll ever have children with Greg.
And I think having a baby would make the marital issues worse.
Yeah. Having
not better.
Is hard.
Deb from Wisconsin wants to know why Heavenly calls her husband Daddy and her daughter Mommy.
Well, I started off calling my husband Daddy because my son and him have the same name. And I would call one of them, hey, Damon, and it would like, no, the Daddy. So it just stuck, the Daddy. It's nothing sexual. Yeah. It's nothing, it's just Daddy. He's Daddy. And okay. He's a great dad.
Yeah. And then Mommy, you call Allura Mommy.
Yes, I do. It just came, I call all little baby girls, hey, Mommy, hey, Mommy. So I just
You haven't noticed Heavenly's crazy.
Yeah, that's confusing. tomorrow on Married to Medicine, Dr. Heavenly puts Simone and Cecil's relationship on display. And, well, you may wish you had some Novocaine to get through this one. Oh. I know Simone did. Take a sneak peek.
Do you feel it is fair to invest our money without talking to me first?
How many times have I told you? It was wrong for me to take the money. It was wrong taking the money out and investing it. This ain't about reconnection. This is dumb shit.
Come out right now. You have lost control. You're not perfect.
Just come for me.
If he were perfect, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in.
Looks like a fun trip.
Memories.
Heavenly, do you feel that you were going too far at that little...
Well, I think that I didn't explain what Hurt Bay was. And Hurt Bay is something, it's a viral video. And it's just that, you ask the difficult questions.
So what we learned from that trip in Barbados is that Heavenly will never host another couples trip.
I think I did quite well.
Oh, you think you did
so
quite well?
You don't blame it on me? Okay.
We got to blame somebody.
All right.
Let's go to Corbin from Texas. Hey, Corbin, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Dr. Heavenly, and I wanted to know, do you think you and Mariah will ever be in a good place again?
You know what? To be honest, I really don't have a problem with Mariah. I just like playing with her. Honestly, it ain't that deep with me. Now, ask her, it might be different, but I'm really not.
What's your feeling about that?
Well, until Heavenly can get a grasp on your mama, they are never going to be friends until she can stop poking Mariah about that. It's deep for Mariah.
Yeah. It seems to slip out of your mouth a lot.
It's something I've done since I was a little girl. I say it to you. I say it to Jackie. She's the only one offended, I guess, because...
Liana H. is offended. She emailed and said, do you think yo mama jokes are something mature adults engage in? And do you think you're setting a good example for your children?
I think I set a great example for all my children based on my accolades. However, I'm silly. That's who I am, you know? I mean, take me or leave me, but I love my family, and I think I set a great example. I do. It's Jill, so silly.
Jill D. texted, after the sex therapy, who do you think actually ended up doing it that night?
I know who did.
You do?
For sure. Me.
Girl, Damon broke that glass. He was very intense. You did not have sex, but
yes,
okay.
I did.
All right.
How you know what I did?
Why, you don't think she did?
No.
You don't? Why don't you
I
think
know
she
you
did?
Because the people who bark the loudest about what they're doing ain't doing shit.
To differ.
Kelly D. texted, Dr. Heavenly, was there ever a moment in the show where you thought maybe you took it too far with this girl, such as Dr. Contessa, Lisa Nicole, or Mariah?
Maybe, if you say so. If you say so. The stuff that I say does not offend me. So if it offends somebody else, I have to actually take that into consideration. Okay. But I don't think I said anything that bad. I really don't.
Simone, you want to weigh in on that?
Yes, Andy. Thank you so much for the opportunity. But Heavenly, I think that she is fun-loving, and she does a lot of teasing and playing. I don't think she took it too far with Lisa or Contessa. However, she knows that she's pushing Mariah's buttons, and she continues to push.
Tina B. texted, Dr. Heavenly, what's the best and fastest way to get rid of persistent bad breath? I've often wondered this.
Oh, come in and see me for a deep cleaning with irrigation.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if I live in New York?
Well, fly in. It's worth it. I promise you.
I mean,
if that doesn't work, it's
I'm looking for
problem.
Something I can buy at CVS.
BreathRx.
BreathRx,
yes.
Okay, it works.
I don't sell that, so I don't prescribe it. So.
Okay, well, now
you give Andy different advice than you give me.
I tell
really?
You to come in the office.
You tell me to give head.
Oh! This is a private conversation, Simone. We on TV.
We should. We are on TV, and you should give everybody the same advice.
I would never tell Eddie to give head. I would not.
Thank you.
That's not who I am.
Thank you. The doctors behind the bar are in shock right now. It's game time, everybody. When Dr. Simone is not doing patient screenings, she can be heard testing her friend's patient with her incessant screaming. In honor of that, let's play Screams by Simone. Ladies, I'm going to play you a scream-like audio. It's your job to guess whether it's our favorite doc or some random croc. Okay, listen up. Is that Simone or something else?
No, that's not Simone.
No? Let's reveal.
Yo mama.
Oh, it's Simone. Okay. All right. Okay, let's play again. Simone, do you think it's you?
No.
Let's reveal.
How can you tell?
No, it's a teapot.
Okay, very good. It did.
Okay, let's listen to the next one. I like this. Is that Simone?
I hope not.
Simone?
I don't think so.
I do. Let's hear.
She got it.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Okay, let's see another one.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like you, right?
That one's not me.
No?
That's you.
Okay, let's see.
Steve!
Okay. Let's do another one. This is funny. What do we think? They all sound like you to me.
They all do, but I'm gonna
Andy, this is wrong. You are so shady.
I know. Let's reveal. It's Nikki.
Finally, not
okay,
me.
Okay, let's try one more. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying this too much. Possibly,
that
right?
That could be me.
Let's see. Thank you very much for playing Screams by Simone. Here's the deal. I found out during the break that our nurse, James, can do a death drop. Come on out in the middle and do one.
I just need to give a disclaimer. Doctors and Andy, safety first, death drop with a nurse.
Oh! All right. Well done.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what a death drop was.
There you go. Now you
might know. Death drop with a lifeguard after that one.
Dr. Simone has a question for you.
Is anything hurting? Your shoulder, your back, your
No,
ass,
somebody
anything.
Might need to call 911. I'm not quoting that Sean Kingston song, though. I don't know. We'll see.
Cindy, can't thank you. Candy M texted, out of all the couples from the beginning, who do you think had the most stable relationship?
Well, out of all the couples from the beginning, I would have to say Toy and Eugene or Heavenly and Damon.
Really? Who you would say what?
Heavenly and Damon.
I knew you were going to say yourself.
Yeah, she's very self-centered.
Yeah, I think the others really viewed you and Cecil as having the strongest.
Well, Cecil and I have a good friendship. We have fun when we're hanging out. Even after I filed for the divorce, we have fun hanging out.
Wow. Okay. Well, I wish you guys the best. I mean, this is so frustrating. Yeah. There you go. It's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to my favorite Olympic side story of the week. Did you read about this the other day when a local Chicago news station used a graphic that instead of saying Pyeongchang 2018, said PF Chang 2018?
Oh, no.
Did you see that? I mean, I actually totally get this mix-up because PF Chang's and the Olympics do actually both offer prime cuts of meat that I would like to enjoy in a fast casual setting. I want to thank Dr. Heavenly, Dr. Simone, and our bartender, Dr. Joseph, Dr. Darian, and Nurse James for the death drop. I mean, this has been an interesting show with Dr. Simone Whitmore and Dr. Heavenly Kimes. Married to Medicine, Fridays at 9 on Bravo. Behind the bar, it is Dr. Joseph Kingsbury. He is a gastroenterology fellow. Dr. Darian Sutton Ramsey is an emergency medicine physician. And James Rogers is a oncology nurse. Wow. That's some heavy shit, you guys.
Yes.
For real. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Marcia from Bardstown, Kentucky.
Hey, Marcia, what's your question?
My question's for both ladies.
Okay.
Who causes the most drama at the reunion, and can you tease anything about it?
Well, that's a good question.
I think the actual issues were deep and drama-filled. Nobody needed to.
Yes. Although you did something that lit a fire.
But that was before. I thought, you know.
No,
it was after the drama started.
Yeah.
She said she was trying to lighten the mood.
Oh, really?
With her shady ass.
I thought it was funny.
You thought it was funny.
I did. Jackie said it, so I did it.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where? If Jackie said to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Yes. I might.
She might.
Really?
I'm like, no, I'm just joking.
Really?
No.
Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. This is first-time caller Jocelyn from your hometown of St. Louis.
Hey, Jocelyn. How you doing?
Hey, good. Hi, Andy. First off, Andy, I love you. You give me life.
Thanks.
This show brings so much laughter and happiness in my life, so thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. That's it.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. Hey, ladies. Sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, ladies. My question is for Dr. Heavenly.
Okay.
Dr. Heavenly, has the marital issues of the other couples caused you to look in the mirror at your own relationship and... has it either strengthened your relationship or has it shown the flaws?
Can I tell the truth?
Yes.
Yes, it has had me look at my own relationship. Actually, when that situation happened with Jackie, I started questioning my husband. I shouldn't have. He was like, I've done nothing. But I got mad at him, you know? Has it strengthened it? Absolutely, I think so. Because I think that Damon is on his best P's and Q's. He sees what not to do. Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Devin and I'm calling from D.C.
Hey, Devin, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for both Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Simone. What was going on through both of your minds when Curtis pulled Toya into his lap? And why do you think he did that if he was trying to win Jackie back?
Simone?
Well, so first of all, Toya placed her ass in his face, which was just wrong. Wrong on all levels. And again, he should not have assisted her down in his lap. It was just wrong on all fronts, bottom line. It was a interesting situation having Curtis on the trip with us. And, you know, Toy and Eugene had their feelings about him being there in the first place.
Right.
So with such a sensitive marital issue on the table, not past, not beyond, it just shouldn't have happened, period.
I agree. I didn't like it. If it were me, I would have jumped up like a hot potato. I would have never disrespected my husband like that. I would have just jumped up. I wouldn't have allowed it to happen.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name? Oh, that was the last call. Anything you two want to add or get off your chest?
Well, Heavenly, for several months. We might as well get it all.
Right, get it off. Let's do it.
Heavenly, for several months, told us, you know, that her marriage to Daddy is perfect.
I never said that.
Yes, you did say that.
I said compared to you all, it looked perfect. That's the quote, if you want to quote me. But no marriage is perfect, and you know that was a joke, Simone. Don't do this after we done got your announcement. Don't make me look like I thought y'all were kidding. Honestly, I never take Simone seriously. So when she told me she was getting divorced, I swear for Jesus, I didn't think she was going to go through with it.
And
I
now do you think you're going to take me serious?
I will. From moving forward. Moving forward, I will.
Okay, good. I feel like we've achieved something tonight.
I think so, too.
I want to thank Dr. Simone, Dr. Heavenly, and the doctors and nurses by the bar. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat!
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, Religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.